The young whooping crane was making her first solo northern migration when she was discovered wandering Wilmette, Illinois on Tuesday morning. She veered off her path of migration from Indiana to Wisconsin. There's no way to know exactly why she took a detour. It's possible she was tired, hungry, or lost. The International Crane Foundation worked with state and federal agencies to bring the crane back to Wisconsin. Ann Lacey works with a nonprofit.
She had to call an Uber to get back to Horicon, but now that she's there, she can make her way around and she'll recognize other whooping cranes when she sees them.
Whooping cranes are endangered. Their total population is estimated at just 831 individuals globally. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.